If I am lost for a day, try to find me. 不知道关注独立音乐的朋友会不会忽视加拿大的清新势力？其实呢，当更多的朋友把注意力放在欧洲清新小厂或者美国新锐公司的时候呢，像加拿大这样有着丰富的音乐资源的国家总是被遗忘。欢迎来到可可听歌学英语，我是 Kenneth 凯丹斯，与你分享精彩英文好歌。那今天呢，要给大家推荐的歌曲就是来自于加拿大多伦多的乐队 Stars。乐队呢，最初是在纽约组建，后来回到了加拿大，才调整到了现在的阵容。今天要放送的歌曲是来自于 Stars 的《The Calendar Girl》（挂历女孩）。生活不容易，也许当我们正安慰着自己一切都会好起来的时候，却发现一天比一天更难。那如果把最难熬的时光比作是寒冷的冬天，而把最明亮的时光比作清爽的夏季，那么你仍然要相信日历会从十二月翻到六月，时光会从冬天转到夏季。毕竟冬天来了，春天还会远吗？夏季也不过就是接下来的时光吧。这首 The Calendar Girl 小清新味十足，节奏轻快，给人舒缓的感觉，一起来听听吧。
If I am lost for a day, try to find me. But if I don't come back, then I won't look behind me. All of the things that I thought were so easy just got harder and harder each day. December is darkest, in June there's the light.This empty bedroom won't make anything right. While out on the landing, a friend I forgot to send home, who waits up for me all through the night.
Calendar girl, who's in love with the world, stay aliveIn love with the world, stay alive.
I dreamed I was dying, as I so often do. And when I awoke, I was sure it was true. I ran to the window, threw my head to the sky, and said, whoever is up thereDon't let me die. But I can't live forever. I can't always be. One day I'll be sent on a beach by the sea. The pages keep turning. I'll mark off each day with a cross. And I'll laugh about all that we've lost.
Calendar
过后欢迎回来，这里是可可听歌学英语，我是凯纳斯，凯纳斯依然在伴随着各位。今天为大家推荐的歌曲叫做 The Calendar Girl， 日历女孩。下面让我们依然在音乐声中了解一下歌词大意。
If I am lost for a day, try to find me, but if I don't come back,
If I am lost for a day, try and find me. But if I don't come back, then I won't look behind me.
如果我一整天都不见踪影，请试着去找我。但是如果不回来，那么我也不会再往回看了。Come back, 最简单的意思呢，也就是歌词中的意思，回来 ,come back. 下面我们来看一下 come back 其他的含义。它可以表示重新流行。比如说 Do you think long dresses will ever come back? 你认为长裙还会再次流行吗？ Do you think long dresses will ever come back? OK, come back 还可以表示恢复知觉或者是记忆等等，总之呢就是恢复的意思。 After a long coma, the sick man slowly came back. 昏睡了好久以后呢，那个病人慢慢地恢复了活力。那这个例句中的 coma, C-O-M-A 是昏睡昏迷的意思。 After long coma, 昏睡了很久之后呢， The sick man, 那个病人 slowly came back, 慢慢地恢复了活力。如果我们说某一件事情 come back to somebody, 意思是回想起某件事情，某件事情来到了某人的脑海之中。比如说 I can't think of her name right now, but I'm sure it will come back to me. 我现在想不起她的名字，但是呢，我一定会再想起来的。 I can't think of her name right now, but I'm sure it will come back to me. While out on the landing, a friend I forgot to send home, who waits up for me all through the night.待在楼梯的平台之外，那个我忘了送他回家的朋友熬夜等了我一整个夜晚。看一下单词 landing, L-A-N-D-I-N-G, landing, 这是一个名词，意思是着陆、登陆或者是登陆的地方。比如说 The plane circled the airport before landing, 飞机在着陆之前在机场上空盘旋。Landing 在歌词中的意思是楼梯的平台， Out on the landing 就是指在楼梯的平台外。短语 wait up 意思是等候着不睡， wait up. She told her parents not to wait up for her, she might stay with her aunt. 她告诉她的爸妈不要等着她不睡了，她可能会在她的阿姨家过夜。那如果我要很晚回家，我也会告诉我的家人 not to wait up for me, 不要等我不睡觉。Wait up, 等候着不睡的意思。OK 了吗？ I won't be back tonight, so don't wait up for me. 我今晚不回来了，所以不用等我了。下个短语 all through, 在整个期间一直的意思。比如说 He lived in the house all through his life. 他毕生都是住在那栋房子里。He lived in the house all through his life. 歌词中的 all through the night 就是一整个夜晚。来回顾一下歌词。 While out on the landing, a friend I forgot to send home, who waits up for me all through the night. 待在楼梯的平台外，那个我忘了送他回家的朋友，熬夜等了我整整一个晚上。
And I forgot to send home, who waits up for me all through the night.
The pages keep turning our mark of each day with a cross.And your love about all that we've lost.
不断地翻开新的一页，我会用叉号标记出我度过的每一天，我会笑着面对我们失去的一切。 Mark off 意思是画出或者是划线分隔。 Mark off.
The boundaries are clearly marked off on the map.
边界的划分在地图上标得非常的清楚。 Boundary 就是边界的意思。 The boundaries are clearly marked off on the map.好了，单词 cross, C-R-O-S-S, 用作名词呢，意思是十字形，在歌词中表示叉 cross.
If you can't sign your name, make a cross instead.
你如果不会签名的话呢，画一个十字也是可以的。 OK, cross 转换为动词之后呢，可以表示画十字，还可以表示交叉、横穿、跨越。这个单词相信大家都很了解。那它引申的时候呢，还可以表示反对、阻挠。比如说 He has been crossed in his plans. 他的计划遭到了阻碍。He has been crossed in his plans.OK, cross 用作形容词呢，基本意思就是坏脾气的、易怒的，一般呢用于非正式文体，常常和介词 with 或者 at 连用，表示对某人生气。Cross at. I'm sorry I was cross at you yesterday. 对不起，我昨天对你态度不好。Mother was really cross with me when I broke the window. 我把窗子打破的时候，妈妈真的生气了。您正收听到的节目是来自于可可英语网的听歌学英语，我是 Candice 凯纳斯。今天为大家分享的歌曲叫做 The Calendar Girl 日历女孩。聆听更多音乐请关注可可听歌学英语，也欢迎来到我的新浪微博 DJ Candice 婕妤来了解最新的英文歌曲资讯。今天的节目就到这里，感谢收听，再见。